Anyway, long before that period, when I was a kid, I was a child of libraries. And when we'd go across country on Route 66 from Illinois to Tucson or Los Angeles, the first thing I did every night when we stopped to sleep overnight in the bungalow courts, that's what they were called, motels. They were a bungalow on stilts with chickens running wild underneath them, you know, a real primitive atmosphere. And I'd head for the nearest library. And when I'd get to the nearest library, whether it was Albuquerque or Amarillo or whatever, I'd check the shelves to see if there were any Oz books. There never were. Or any Tarzan books. There never were. And I could see, in some cases, a lot of other fantasy books that I wanted to see. And my perception of censorship grew at that time. It wasn't...
In the land of the free.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a huge thing. You know, it was individual libraries, yeah. There was no big movement, but a lot of intellectuals of both left and right have always been suspicious of fantasy. It didn't improve your mind, huh? Yeah. Turned it into mush. And a good example of that is in the early 50s, there was a psychiatrist who became famous by destroying the comic magazines, huh?
Yes.
And I can't remember his name.
Leslie Fielder?
No, well, he'll come back. I'll call you at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm awake then. Well, let me just point out, by the way, that first of all, I started much of my reading because my parents gave me what they thought were two primers. R is for rocket and S is for space.
Yeah.
This started me on science fiction and has corrupted my life ever since.
I'm so
glad. That was the first thing that you did to me. The second thing that you did to me was turned me off school because I was failed in the sixth grade because I wrote a book report on the Martian Chronicles.
Ah.
And science fiction is not literature.
Oh, that's right.
Now it's required reading,
It's taken a lot of... I used to come back here, again, everything's in terms of 40, 43 years ago, and I used to come to New York, and I was publishing my first short stories and the Martian Chronicles, The Illustrated Man, and I'd go around to cocktail parties, and I'd meet people from the New York City Ballet in one room, and a bunch of lawyers and doctors in the other, and they all called me Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon. And there was no respect, huh? Okay. But every time I meet some of these people, I'd say, give me your name and address and phone number. And they'd say, why? I said, because the night we land on the moon, I'm going to call you. Because when the night we land on the moon is the greatest night in history, huh? And we all wept together that night.